Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Crumbling school facilities are concentrated in high-poverty neighborhoods that serve minority students. That was the conclusion of a Government Accountability Office study and a problem that Congressman Bobby Scott wants to fix. That's why he's moving forward with a bill that would invest $100 billion into improving school infrastructure and expanding broadband access.
Despite the evidence linking well-resourced facilities and healthy buildings to better academic and life outcomes, the federal government dedicates no money to public school infrastructure improvements.
The bill would also create a new national database on the condition of public school facilities across the country. Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin says local school systems in Virginia and across the country would be better suited to fix crumbling schools.
I remember when we passed No Child Left Behind, which was a bad bill. And it was a bad bill at the time. It took us 14 years to undo the damage that bill did.
House Democrats plan to include this bill in a larger infrastructure package, which already has bipartisan support. I'm Michael Pope.